This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz talking today and the last few days about rebuilding your life. How can we rebuild our life from scratch? I want to just say that God never intended for you to go through life on your own, a kind of lone ranger without needing anyone to help you. You and I think we're made in a way that we would need other people. I was created inadequate so that I would need you. And we were created for each other, for community. We're formed for a family. So you need me, I need you, and of course we need each other. And I think that most of us, if we were very honest, would say that we've never experienced true intimacy because we tend to keep people at a distance. We won't let them get too close because we think, and if that person gets too close to me, they'll see my fears, they'll see that what I'm afraid of, how weak I am. And if they get too close, they'll see the real me, and what if they don't like me? Well, of course, that's the risk that we all have to take. But I think we've got to let people come close. One of the most famous friendships in history in the Bible we see was between David and Jonathan. And sometime read in 1 Samuel 20 that Jonathan thought as much of David as he did of himself. So one day he asked David to promise once more that he would be a friend, a loyal friend. And Jonathan said, "Well, take care of yourself and remember, we have each asked the Lord to watch and make sure that we and our descendants keep our promise forever." And later on, when David was being hunted by King Saul, we read in 1 Samuel 23:16 that Jonathan went to find David and encouraged him to stay strong in his faith in God. And then even after the death of Jonathan, David fulfilled his oath of friendship with Jonathan's children, actually. Do you know what Jesus said about friendship? He said in John 15:12-13, "I command you to love each other in the same way that I love you." And here's how to measure it, he said. "The greatest love is shown when people lay down their lives for their friends." Now that's real friendship, isn't it? Rebuilding your life means, of course, to rely on the Lord. You can receive help from others, and that's really important, but you have to rely on the Lord. You really can't rebuild your life if there's been a loss in your life without him. Well, at least not the way you intended to rebuild it, because there are qualities that you need to rebuild your life. And these come from God, his peace, because the scripture says, "You, Lord, give true peace to those who depend on you." That's Isaiah 26:3. So that means you get peace, that's real peace, from depending on God. The psalmist said, "Find rest, O my soul, in God alone my hope comes from him." I'm sure that you're probably familiar with Oprah Winfrey from American TV. One day she pre-taped an interview with Rick Warren. Rick Warren has written the big-selling book called The Purpose-Driven Life. Now, Oprah apparently asked Rick Warren if he knew why his book had been the best-selling book for the last 3 years. And he said to her, it was because this is a book about hope. This is what he said to her. "Everybody needs hope. Human beings can go weeks without food. You can go days without water. You can go a couple of minutes without air, but you can't go 1 second without hope. If you don't have any hope, you're not living. You're just existing. You need hope to cope." And that's what Rick Warren said. Hope comes from God. Courage, the Bible says in Hebrews 6:18, "Therefore we who have fled to him for refuge can take new courage, for we can hold on to his promise with confidence." So that means that you've got to have the courage to rebuild your life if you want to start all over again. And God gives that wisdom, yes. If any of you need wisdom, the Bible says, you should ask God and he'll give it to you. We certainly need all that wisdom, don't we? "Strength, the Lord is my strength and my song," it says in Exodus 15:2. "He has become my victory." So he's able to give us the strength. So in rebuilding your life, refuse to be discouraged. "Do not be afraid or discouraged," says the Lord says, "He is with you wherever you go." And reach out to other people. Ask people to help you and share each other's troubles. I think that's a good way. Well, Lord, I know when I'm safe, I'm standing on your promises. You're a living, active God. You understand my thoughts and emotions. I pray today that you'll help rebuild my faith, rebuild my life. I pray for Jesus' sake. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.